You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. The issue of so-called sanctuary cities took center stage this summer when a 32-year-old San Francisco woman was shot and killed by an undocumented immigrant. The shooter had been released from a local jail despite a detention request by immigration officials. San Francisco prides itself as a so-called sanctuary city, one that protects undocumented immigrants from being deported and declines to cooperate with immigration hold orders. Indeed, just a few days ago, San Francisco reaffirmed its commitment to that policy. Yesterday, the governor of Texas took a step in quite the opposite direction, in what sounds very much like a demand letter to the Dallas County Sheriff. Brandi Grissom is covering this story for the Dallas Morning News. Brandi, in this letter, the governor accuses Sheriff Lupe Valdez of endangering Texans with her recent change in policy toward immigration holds. What's that change about?
Well, this year, Lupe Valdez, the sheriff in Dallas County, decided that she would change the policy there related to holding immigrants in the jail and how long the jail would hold them. So she decided that people who were committed for minor offenses wouldn't be held for an additional 48 hours so that immigration officials could come and get them. It's a policy that jails across the country have begun to make.
In the letter, Governor Abbott says sanctuary city policies are, and I'm quoting here, no longer going to be tolerated by Texas. Is the governor issuing a demand here?
In some ways, he's sort of laying down the gauntlet. The governor plans to go ahead and support anti-sanctuary city legislation during the 2017 legislative session. And what those bills generally would do would prevent local officials from refusing to cooperate with immigration officials. They would also prevent them from adopting ordinances that bar police from asking those they stop about their immigration status.
Well, so what is Sheriff Valdez saying? Has there been an official response?
She has responded, and what she said is the change that she made is actually relatively minor. And during the time, during 2015, she hasn't refused to honor any requests for detainers from ICE because they have actually changed their policies to be more like what the Dallas County has done, prioritizing those immigrants who have committed major crimes.
Can the governor legally compel a county sheriff to enforce immigration detainer requests?
Well, in the letter, it doesn't sound like he's threatening any immediate action himself. What he can do is use his office as a bully pulpit to encourage the passage of legislation that he wants to see, such as bills that would make sanctuary city ordinances illegal. He's also in his letter threatened to pass laws that make counties like this financially responsible for things like health care and education costs that are run up by undocumented immigrants that the cities and counties don't turn over to federal officials.
If Sheriff Valdez is correct, then of the more than 1,400 detainer requests that have been issued to Dallas County, and she hasn't rejected a single one, what is this letter really about? I mean, what is it that Governor Abbott means when he says that she is putting Texans in jeopardy?
I think what you're seeing here is the governor really laying down his position on sanctuary cities and immigration, and sort of already staking out his place and his stance for the upcoming legislative session in 2017, and saying, you know, he's with some of the other Republicans that you're seeing both here in Texas and nationally, who are saying we're not going to tolerate policies that that allow our cities to become sanctuary cities.
Brandi Grissom is covering the governor's crackdown on so-called sanctuary city policies for the Dallas Morning News. Brandi, thank you very much.
Thank you.